Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. U.S. Marine to Chicago police officer to security guard for the Jerry Springer Show to successful daytime TV host. That's the career path of Steve Wilkos, premiering September 10th, 2007. The Steve Wilkos Show, syndicated nationally by NBC Universal Domestic Television Distribution, seen locally all across the country, delivering strong local ratings, number one in its time period in many markets, now entering its 11th season, and it's hotter than ever. Experiencing larger year-to-year growth than any other syndicated talk show since the 2007-2008 season, the show has been praised for raising awareness about social issues like substance abuse, domestic violence, earning 4 Prism Award nominations. And back for season 11, the man of the people back with us on This Week in America, Steve Wilkos. Steve, welcome back to the program. Great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me on.
You know, you look back to 2007, and a lot of people said, wow, here's Springer's bodyguard. The guy's getting his own show. He'll be lucky to last 13 weeks. It's 11 years in counting. Failure was never an option for you when this show started, was it? You basically willed the show to success.
Yeah, you know, that's true. When I remember being out in Los Angeles, they had the big media event for all the new shows that were debuting. And I remember people, you know, reporters and critics and everything, laughing in my face saying, you're never going to last. And, you know, the one thing the Marine Corps has taught me is, you know, you can outwork everybody else and you have this will to succeed. And, it's not just a show. It's my name on the show. And I certainly was not going to let it fail. And I'm very proud that we've been able to keep the show on for 11 years now.
What's amazing is you keep adding audiences. As I'm watching the show is not just good television, it's real. You have put people in jail because of their appearances on the program, and you're able to help people and shine a light on problems. I'm watching the current episode, the horrific child abuse caught on camera. A baby is hit 38 times, taped. They think to tape it, but not stop it. You say, are we becoming a nation of cowards?
Well, when you talk about shows, I normally don't remember any show, but that one I do remember. And I remember the girl who taped it came on the show, and like she wanted to be treated like a hero. And I said, a hero?
Yes.
I go, you could have stopped it. Not, you know, maybe you're scared of the girl and you don't want to get physically involved with her, but you could have walked outside the door and called 911. And you didn't do that. And, you know, here's an innocent baby getting beat. And you know, other than taping, you didn't do anything. And I said, you should be ashamed of yourself. And, you know, even in my own personal life, if I'm driving down the street and I see something going wrong, I can't just drive by. And listen, I understand most people aren't like me, and there's nothing wrong with that. But it's just in my DNA, if I see somebody doing something wrong, I'm going to stop and I'm going to do something.
I was watching, it's new season, season 11, and I'm watching, and you seem to have, especially in this case, that passion was still there. This is still something you obviously, I don't want to say necessarily enjoy doing because you're seeing the seamy side, but I guess you can go in and you can exert some influence. This is something you're still passionate about, isn't it?
Well, I hate people that pick on or abuse or, bully. I mean, I grew up in Chicago in the 1960s, and it was, you know, obviously a very rough time. And, it made me tough, and I saw people that did bad things. And my father was a policeman, so I always had a distinct feeling of what was right and what was wrong. And my father brought me up to be, you know, productive, to be contributing to society, not making things harder for your neighbors. And that's always stayed with me, and I try to live my life that way. And you know, if there's something going wrong, you can count on me. And that's what we do with our show too. We do want to give people the answers. We do want to get them truth, justice. A lot of times they don't have anywhere to turn or have a voice, and the show definitely provides them with that.
Got about 2 minutes left. What's interesting is, and you bring up that point, when the show is over with, these people don't go back to their dysfunctional lives on their own. You've got the team, and you really do follow up with these to try to get them the help that they obviously need.
Yeah, we have a team. We have a psychologist, and We have programs set up that, whatever anger issues or rehab or whatever they need, it's not like you appear on the show and we just kick you out and that's the end of it. We follow up, with you in 7 days, 14 days, 21 days. So these people do get a lot of help from appearing on the show.
I'm going to take another minute here. You've said in the beginning your style was basically you go out and you react and deal. Is that that police training that comes through? You go out, you assess the situation, and then you respond accordingly.
Yeah, when you're a policeman, you get a radio call, and, my beat was 1434, and, go see Miss Smith at so-and-so address, and, you only have a limited amount of time to try to solve that problem. And it's the same thing with TV. We're an hour show, so, and I never know what the show's about until I'm just about to go on stage. And it's the same thing. You've got to extradite the information as quickly as possible, and you only got so much time, and you got to try to solve that problem in so much of a time. So it is. It's even though I don't wear the uniform, I still feel like a policeman on my stage.
Well, you can take Steve out of the squad car, but you can't take the squad car out of Steve. We're talking about the Steve Wilkos Show, nationally syndicated. Check your local listings. Now back for its 11th season. Steve, congratulations on going into season 11. Always great to talk with you. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.